Right. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, could you call item number 11?
Thank you very much. Item number 11 from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with InMotion MKE LLC for the development and operation of a specialty retail electronics concession on Concourse C and Concourse D at General Mitchell International Airport for a term of 7 years, with the option to extend the agreement for 3 additional 1-year terms. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Any questions on item number? Mr. Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, once again, this particular concession offering was tied to that notice that was put out where we solicited for specialty retail concessions. This particular package is related to electronics. 3 locations were offered: the Terminal Mall, Concourse C, and Concourse D. On this particular package, we did receive 2 proposals. One from Hudson Group Retail, the second from InMotion Entertainment Group. InMotion bid on Concourse C and D. They were the selected of the 2 proposers. The agreement would be for InMotion MKE LLC, which would be a joint venture between InMotion Entertainment Group and a company called APW Holdings. APW Holdings. They will create a joint venture called InMotion MKE LLC. APW Holdings is certified ACDBE in Florida and it's my understanding, has garnered reciprocity in the state of Wisconsin. InMotion will own 79% of InMotion MKE LLC, and ILJ Milwaukee LLC will own 21% of InMotion. Rent would be a higher of 2, either 11% of gross receipts or a minimum annual guarantee of $140,000 per year. InMotion would be making a roughly $600,000 investment in the building and equipping the space, Concourse C and D. This would be for a 7-year term with 3 1-year renewals.
So,
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move approval of item number 11.
Any final questions? Mr. Radlewska?
Just a question about how the percentage rents on these compared to other leases that we have. Is this a lower or higher for this type of product?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's right in the ballpark. By way of comparison, the previous item that was discussed was a minimum annual guarantee or a percentage of 13%. The next item coming up is, again, minimum annual guarantee or 12%. So this one is 11%. It's kind of all right within the ballpark.
The way the RFP is constructed, does it tell them what we're looking for one or the other of those, or is it completely open in terms of the competition for what they propose?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, if it's your pleasure, I request Airport Staff Member Kathy Nelson come and speak specifically to Supervisor Lipscomb's question.
Businesses were actually paying in airports, so they came up with a range, and we offered that range to the proponents so they could propose with the percentage themselves. So they offer percentages like between 11 and 14%, and then we asked the proponent to actually propose as part of their competitive response.
So we give them the range, they identify what their specific is, and then they identify a MAG based on their projections.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Are the people here?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I do believe we have a representative from InMotion, Ms. Sue Faltz.
Good Sioux Falls, representing Motion Entertainment.
Are you here located in Milwaukee?
I am a manager of one of our locations in the Chicago airport.
Okay. Any questions as well? Thank you. Any other comments, questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 11 for adoption prevails.
Mr. Blue, is your